This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the conference finals, and welcome to another edition of WHL This Week, where the WHL Player of the Year nominees have been announced. Emerson Edom of the Medicine Hat Tigers and Brandon Shinneman of the Tri-City Americans will compete for the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy for Player of the Year, and both will be our guests coming up. And a highly touted defenseman for this year's NHL draft, Morgan Rielly, is finally back after a major knee injury as the Moose Jaw Warriors tangle with the Edmonton Oil Kings in the WHL Husky Eastern Conference Championship. We'll hear from him as well. First up, after a 61-goal campaign, Medicine Hat Tiger forward Emerson Edom has been named the Eastern Conference Player of the Year. I chatted with him this week. Emerson joins us on the phone from Syracuse, where he's continuing his hockey season. Emerson, looking back on your final year in the Western Hockey League, what would you say?
Just a great experience my final year in the Western League. And yeah, I just had a lot of good times. A couple things stick out from this year, and it's just great to be sent back to Medicine Hat and make the most of it. I just had fun all year with the guys, and I just certainly enjoyed it.
Yeah, first 60-goal man since Lane Ulmer in the Western Hockey League. Emerson, you got that 60 goals, but it took a while. I know that 60th was probably the hardest to come by. You hit some posts, hit some crossbars there before it finally came.
Yeah, for sure. And it was just in Lethbridge. Great play by Anderson Carrick for my 59th, kind of throwing it out there, and my 60th, just emptying that goal, and it was just a great game, great experience.
You were a guy that was heavily recruited by then Willie Desjardins of the Medicine Hat Tigers. He wanted you to come up and take a look at Medicine Hat, and they worked hard on you. Looking back, a great choice for yourself, a first round pick of the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, for sure. I trust Willie a lot. He does great things both on and off the ice. Great to have him recruit me and, kind of show me the ropes. And then I just kind of, everything else took care of itself from then. So, I really like to just thank Willie. And, it was great to have him my first year.
Emerson, you'll be up against Brandon Shinneman of the Tri-City Americans at the WHL Awards Ceremony coming up in the first week in May. I know you probably only met once on the ice. As a player, though, do you know much about him and what he brings as you guys line up for the Player of the Year?
I just know he's an all-around skilled hockey player. Obviously, when you put up that many points, that you do good things each and every time you're out on the ice. So he's obviously a consistent hockey player, and he's for sure a skill one, but that's pretty much all I know. It's kind of mind-blowing, some of the points he was putting up, and so I know he's a good player.
All right, May 2nd, WHL Awards Ceremony. Good luck, and good luck moving on there with the Anaheim Ducks next season. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. San Jose Sharks head coach and former head coach and general manager of the Swift Current Broncos, Todd McClellan.
I think it's one of the best leagues, if not the best league in the world, for young development. I know the players are treated extremely well. When I'm asked questions in Northern California what the league is all about, I kind of sum it up and say it's a little mini NHL. I really believe that's where it's at.
Besides being an NHL coach, Todd's also a hockey dad.
In the right environment with the right coaches and a very good city and program, I think any type of player can develop, whether he's a high-end or a mid-range player. Again, schooling is very important for us as a family and for him as an individual, but I do know that he can get that here, both at the high school level and post-secondary. The program is second to none, and I think it's a great thing that the league members have agreed to support it as well as they have.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now.
Brandon Shinneman is the Western Conference Player of the Year. We spoke following the announcement in Kennewick. Brandon, looking back on your regular season, wow, 134 points, the regular season scoring champion, and just a great year for you in your final season in the Western Hockey League.
Yeah, obviously it's pretty big honor to be named the nominee from the Western Conference for Player of the Year. There's multiple guys that could definitely receive this honor, so it feels pretty cool. But coming into this year, my goal was to sign an NHL contract, and my secondary goal was to lead the league in scoring. So having been able to accomplish both is is pretty neat. Anytime you accomplish your goals is pretty awesome. So yeah, it feels pretty good, and we're looking forward to getting at her with Portland here.
Brandon, your month of February was a career for some players. 23 goals, 20 assists. Just sum up that month for us. What a special month that was for you.
Yeah, it kind of surprised me a little bit, but you gotta believe in yourself if you want anyone to believe in you. So, I just coming to the rink every day, preparing the same way, staying focused, and that gives you your best chance at success, and that's kind of what I did there. And you try not to think about it as you're going through those kind of things, and you just kind of let them fall into place. And I was pretty fortunate to be able to have that kind of month. You got to give credit to guys that I played with through that time. Adam Hughes and Patrick Holland and Mason Wolgosh, guys like that. So as much as you get credit for those type of things, you also got to give credit to the guys you play with.
Yeah, you betcha. Emerson Edom will be your competition, the Eastern nominee. Probably only played against him once this season. He had a spectacular year over there with 61 goals. That'll be quite the battle to capture the Player of the Year honor.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, Emerson is a first round draft pick and an outstanding player who will have a long successful career in the NHL. So, even to be competing against a guy like that is an honor in itself. And congratulations to him. He had an outstanding year this year. Like you said, 61 goals. That's something that doesn't happen much in this era of hockey. So, congratulations to him. And just gotta let let this thing decide itself. You can't really do much about this now, and you just focus on the playoffs. So.
These two teams have a lot of similarities, and I think they both have two big lines, perhaps the best couple lines in the Western Conference. Your line, with Adam Huseman and Patrick Holland, and then, of course, you have Ratty, Berchi, and Marcel Nobles. That is going to be quite the matchup here to decide the Western Conference championship.
Yeah, anytime you get, a couple offensive lines like that, it sets itself up for a really exciting series. And credit to those guys who on their team who had outstanding years. And it's usually in these type of series you see scoring from your big guys, but usually the game changers are those those secondary guys, or those the guys that step up, the young guys, and the guys that don't usually play a lot of minutes usually get you those big goals. So the whole atmosphere that this series presents is going to be quite exciting to watch and to play in.
Brandon, thanks for this, and good luck there trying to get to the Ed Chynoweth Cup Championship. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Moose Jaw Warriors defenseman Morgan Riley is ready to go. Voice of the Warriors, James Gallo, spoke with him on the verge of the WHL Husky Eastern Conference Final.
The Warriors getting big number four back into the lineup. Morgan Riley cleared by doctors and will be in the lineup in game one. And I guess, Morgan, for people outside looking into Moose Jaw, just maybe talk about the process that you've been going through over the course of the last couple of months to get to this point where you get back into the lineup.
I've been doing a whole lot of off-ice training, and I've been on the ice now for 2 months, and it's been hard work, but it's all at the end now. So it's been a pretty long process, but I'm happy it's at the end now.
How does the knee feel going into this weekend?
It feels like it did pre-injury. I mean, it's strong, and I'm confident that it can hold up in the game. So it's exciting to see.
How hard has it been watching from the sidelines throughout the regular season and now during the playoffs, or before during the playoffs, when this team was going to go in the first two rounds?
Oh, it's been probably the hardest part about the whole process is having to watch our team, and me being in a spot when I can't help the team win and I can't contribute and that kind of stuff has easily been the hardest part about the whole rehab process.
Hard sitting out, but I mean, how excited are you getting back in? Is that going to be the tough part, controlling those emotions?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm pretty pumped, obviously, but it hasn't quite hit me yet that I'm playing a game, so it's pretty wild, but I just gonna have to play my game and keep my head on straight.
It's gonna take a little while to feel out the game a little bit and get used to being back on the ice and shake off any rest.
I'm sure it will, but hopefully it won't take too long. Hopefully just a few plays, but I'm sure it'll be a bit weird at first.
Now, focusing on the conference final against Edmonton, both teams have some pretty big back ends, very deep back ends. Are you looking forward to the matchup of trying to, you know, maybe outshine the Edmonton defensemen and try and shut down those Edmonton forwards?
Yeah, you know, it'll be a great series. I mean, that's two pretty good hockey teams going at it, so it's two deep teams, like you said, so it'll be an interesting playoff series, and I'm excited for it.
And that's the show. Thanks to James and Moose Jaw again for his help this week. Enjoy the conference finals, everyone. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.